Former West Haven State Rep Michael DeMassa was sentenced to 27 months in prison after he pled guilty to misusing city COVID-19 funds.
27 months.
That's not enough time.
And he is not going to do
No, of course not.
So what's he going to do? A year?
Right. Yeah. They probably already have him saying, you know, he's in good behavior before even going to prison. So
the sentence will be followed by a five-year supervised release. He'll also have to pay $40,000 a year to the city of West Haven toward a total restitution of $865,844.
Oh, that's a debt.
All right.
That is a debt.
We're never going to see that.
He should have called in earlier.
We're never going to get that back.
Hope he's got a good new job.
He should have called
Walmart. That Walmart greeter looks familiar.
What does he need to know going to prison? We talked about this yesterday. I don't think we got a good list.
We did not, know.
Chaz and AJ.
I did 9 years in Florida. You want to talk about craziness, man.
Well, Florida in general, yeah.
Florida in general is nuts. I have to imagine the jails, that's where they pen all the nuttiest people. Not you, but the rest of them are crazy.
You were stuck with them.
I was justified, man. I actually had a drug dealer rob my son's mom. I explained them the hard way that he shouldn't have done that, and they gave me 10 years for it. I ended up doing 8 years, 8 months.
How'd you explain it to him?
Shot him in the knee and hit him in the head with the pistol. I was a little younger back then.
No.
See, if I'm that guy, I'm never robbing your mom again.
But he got the points.
No, it was my son's mom. It was my son's mom. She was a little messed up on the pills down there, and she went to go get drugs. But that doesn't excuse the dude's actions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, and that was your first offense, and you got 9 years.
9 years, man. Yeah,
how much of the 9 years did you do? Or that's what you served?
They gave me 10, actually, and I did 8 years, 8 months on it.
Okay. Wow. All right,
yeah,
what are some...
no joke, man, but, washing... We used to have to wash our clothes in the toilet, you know, heat your water up with a stinger. You know, you make a stinger with an extension cord or a piece of the wire, and...
You get very crafty in prison.
You do. They make wine in the toilet.
Well, wine, you don't make it in the toilet. You make it in a 5-gallon bucket, and you got to find a warm place to keep it, you know, and it put fruit in there, sugar, and bread, and it'll ferment.
Give us a couple of...
some stuff in prison. He needs to know that him being a politician, he'll be able to pay dudes like me to keep him safe.
Oh, there you go, see?
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. How it's going to work.
So it's like a work program.
I don't think he's going to go to a prison where there's guys like you, regular people.
He'll go to Danbury. I don't even know if they made Danbury mail, but that... The feds is cake anyways, but I figured I'd give my 2 cents, but
I want your 2 cents. I have questions.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. So give us like 3 things. If I was just about to walk into a prison and say, Chaz, here are the 3 things you need to know to survive.
Right.
What would they be?
Don't get caught talking to a CO by yourself.
Okay.
You don't want to talk to a CO without somebody present.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
Where you go, depending on where you go, man, get a knife.
Get a knife, okay.
Get a knife, and, you know.
Can you just think about this for a minute? You have to walk around with a knife.
Yeah, you need a weapon.
Yeah. It's feral, dude. It brings you back to your animalistic instincts, man. It really does. It's crazy how... I've only been out for 2 years off of this time, and I'll tell you what, I've had a hard time adjusting, but at the same time, you know, you kind of know once you get back in the world, you know, you have to be a, you know, decent person or whatever, and I kept my sense of humor, which is what helped me a lot.
Good. This knife that you carried,
how do you make them?
Did you
take
it from the cafeteria?
Do a bunch of... There's a couple things. You can get a piece of Lexan from somebody in maintenance.
Okay.
And Lexan's good because it doesn't go off in the metal detectors.
Nice, okay. So a plastic knife, right? Nice and sharp.
A big one is the fence ties. If you can get next to the certain... Because there's fence everywhere.
Yeah,
so what you'll do is you'll get dudes for days on end working on these little pieces of fence. And once you straighten them out and put a little edge on them, they stay stiff.
It's like an ice pick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an ice pick.
Exactly what they are. They're like little short ice picks,
man. Do you put tape around one end so you have like a little handle?
Usually you use like a boot lace.
Okay, boot lace, gotcha. Right.
Boot lace is usually what it is.
Flea market.
yeah. No, you get the boot laces because I hate this. It's going to sound a little morbid, but once you get blood in it, it doesn't get slick.
Holy crap.
Wow.
It was an experience, man. I'll tell you what. And like I said, the only thing that kept me good was my, you know, my sense of humor, man. You know, I mean, and luckily I'm a big dude. I am 6'3", and I'm like 270, so I did go in with a little bit of an advantage.
And my new best friend, by the way.
Hey, man, anytime you want to come around and drink a beer, you're more than welcome, man.
So yeah. I got two so far. Don't get caught talking to a CEO alone.
Have a knife.
Have a knife.
Right. What's the third one?
Yeah. Third one is just mind your business, man. You know, you mind your business, and, you know, as long as you don't get involved in the gang life, drug life, or messing with the punks or boys, I don't know how I'm supposed to say it on air, but the love life, let's put it like that in there. Because that happens a lot, and that's right. Believe it or not, a lot of fights are over dudes messing with other dudes, which is, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, like sexual stuff. Own, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, like if someone belongs to someone, don't have sex with them.
Yes, yeah.
Leave their prison bitch alone.
Yeah, don't be, yeah.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Somebody's claim to stay away from them, which I never... You know, I never had to live that part of life while I was there because I just, it's not my
thing.
Yeah,
you knew
he was
coming out pretty soon, yeah.
I was like wondering between the two of you who would be like the bitch in the relationship.
Who?
In the
between
prison.
Me and AJ?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't think I'd survive.
I'm just going to do some
man.
Happy
you
thoughts.
Know it's
yeah.
Yeah, no, mine's exit only. Mine's exit only, yeah.
I don't know. I think they like
except
you immediately. They'd be like, I like this guy. This AJ guy is sexy.
This ass,
look at his toes.
This ass needs feet should be in prison, yes.
He's got nice his feet are tanned. And
yep, yeah.
His nails
yeah.
are all
like
cut
cute
right.
And little.
Yep,
you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Those feet.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, I got the same name as you, too. So when you said AJ, I was like, wait a minute, man. Better not. Are you looking at my toes, man?
No. You.
He meant me.
Not me. Okay.
Not you.
Yeah, no.
Never.
No.
I remember how this call started.
Because that'd be weird.
Okay.
Well, you know, I know. I just wanted to. I wanted to give you guys a little history, real quick, man.
Okay.
And
I got you.
It's
all
feral,
right.
Man. It's just a feral life. It sucks, you know. And you know, I'm not a bad dude. I work, you know.
No.
I'm an operator. And,
you had a
you know,
bad
people,
moment.
We end up, I've met some of the best dudes on earth in the Chang Gang down there, man. And I've also sometimes you're like, thank God they have prisons when you see some of those people. And I'm not a person that likes to see people locked up. But I'm going to tell you, prisons are necessary for some of the animals. Scene.
Yeah, there are some folks who need to go, yes.
Yeah,
no, but you're
really
in this
is,
whole other world
where
there is there, that's the whatever, that
it's
population.
The bottom of the funnel, man.
I have another question.
The funnel of society, you know, and that's the bottom. So it takes all walks of life, and you end up in this spot. You know, some guys, like I said, are genuinely good, man, and some guys are
AJ.
Genuinely just need to be put away, man.
So I got three things, and leave us with one more.
You have to get into an altercation, just do it, man. Do it and get it over with, because I'm going to tell you, if you don't, you're going to be that person that every time canteen comes around, every time something comes around, man, guess what? There's going to be people with their hands out. And if you don't nip that in the bud immediately, and it's almost like you hear, you know, if you go into the prison yard, pick the biggest one. I don't know which prison you're at, man. That is
so that's true.
Cool.
Did you?
I may have had a few, and actually, my first DR was a battery on an inmate because some dude told me to go F myself in front of other inmates. You just can't allow stuff like that.
Right, right. Oh. So,
you got to stand your ground.
Establish alpha
yeah,
leader
you
right there.
You got to stand your ground, and then I was called out by another rival faction, let's put it like that.
Okay.
And I did not want this dude getting a hold of me and latching on to me, so I hit him as many times as I could and hoped they broke it up fast, and I actually did all right. So
well,
you know,
it sounds like
you turn your life around. Which
turn
is great.
Your life around.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
congratulations on that, man.
I just had a new baby. I'm working. I'm doing.
Oh, congratulations!
Yay!
Look
and
at you.
And, yeah, my baby Flora Moon is her name. That's my little moon child.
Oh,
and I'll
beautiful
tell
name.
You what, man.
Yeah, beautiful name.
And, if I can turn my life around, anybody can, man. Really, I got a degree in psychology. It's all about decisions, man, you know. So, babies, married, doing my thing, man. You know? And it's possible. So.
Congratulations.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
No,
guys.
Really,
I
man.
Appreciate it.
It's not the problem. That's the problem. It's how you handle the problem, and you handled it. Thanks
absolutely.
For calling.
That's all about your mind frame.
Hopefully I don't have to use these four pieces of advice ever.
But thank you for them.
But thank you.